Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right. Kinda, you know, talk like, what?
Freaking out.
Everyone's losing their minds. And I'm saying to myself, like, honestly, like, he's a great, great, great player. He's an all-time player. I mean, he's unbelievably talented. But for a couple of weeks, Shanahan, of all people, can figure it out with this team.
Yep.
I'm not saying they're going to replicate the exact production, but they can offset some of his production and spread things out. And I thought they had a very spread out, balanced attack yesterday. Jennings got balls. Kittle was quiet early, but then he got a couple of balls. Juszczyk caught a pass. Whoa. I thought they were very Debo-centric, and I thought that was the right move because Debo was setting the tone. There was an end around where he scored on the touchdown, and most guys take that all the way to the pylon and try to go all the way to the edge. He goes, nah, you know what? I'm going to cut back, and I'm just going to plow through two dudes.
I mean,
every time Debo had the ball, he left a guy on the ground in his wake.
Again, they didn't want to tackle the Jets. That was CJ Mosley was in and out. Sauce Gardner was in and out. They were just really soft. I was surprised how soft the Jets defense was. But the Niners dominate because you know why? Shanahan missed post game presser or his post game speech to the team. We got up to 37 carries and they all went crazy. They know what the number 30 means to them. And it's not the points scored on the scoreboard. It's 30 carries. Can we get the 30 carries? Well, they got the 37 carries last night. And check this out. Time of possession. I think London may have brought this up. Time of possession yesterday. 38 minutes and 40 seconds. The Niners had the ball. They had the ball for 38 minutes and 40 seconds. The Jets, 21 minutes and 20 seconds. So they took the air out the football, and Aaron Rodgers spent a lot of time on the sideline, not on the field. Let's go to the lines real quick, Shasky. Zach in Redwood City, but I'll hold for a while. Zach, what's happening, big dog?
Hey, what's good, Bonte? What's up, Shasky?
What's up,
how's
Zach?
It going?
Just enjoying a great game last night.
First of all, I'm heading down to the Rose Bowl this weekend, so I got to shout out my Hoosiers. They're taking on the Bruins. They're actually favored in this game, which is like, you know, I don't know how to take that being a IU football fan. You know, historically, we are horrible.
Hey, Zach, this is the first time. This is the first time IU's played in the Rose Bowl since like 1948.
Yeah, and no. It was like 1964. They made us learn about it. It was when O.J. Simpson was on USC.
Oh, boy. So, that must have ended well for IU.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't end well.
Right, let's get into the Niners. Let's go, baby. I'm feeling too good. I don't need to hear all this fight on talk.
Hoosiers. Hoosiers and Bruins at the Rose Bowl. Let's go. No, go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Let's go, baby. All right. So here's my point. I know a bunch of people at CMC and were probably down and got that L last night in fantasy, but I was very surprised how the media, specifically with the Niners and just their whole organization, kind of, you know, made it seem like CMC was going to play. And I know you brought up that point a little while ago. I'm a little concerned about CMC. I am. I mean, he's historically had injuries. When we traded for him, that's what, you know, my biggest concern was. If he's on the field, you know, the best availability is to be on the field. So
no doubt,
we'll see what happens with him. It might be a little bit more precautionary, but who knows?
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Zach. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your trip down to UCLA. The next two games are on turf. Minnesota, U.S. Bank Stadium, and then SoFi Stadium. I'm going to go out on a limb, a very small limb, and say that Chris McCaffrey's not going to play these next two games. When you're dealing with the calf and Achilles, do you want to risk that on turf? You don't want to do that. This thing is going to linger. How can it not? And am I concerned about CMC's long-term availability? Absolutely. Whenever you start talking calf and Achilles, that's the whole press box is saying, not about Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant, calf, Achilles, Kevin Durant. Well, whenever we hear about calves now and we see Achilles attached to it, I wonder what the rate is of all the players. At some point, the Achilles just pops and it goes. And so with the way McCaffrey works out, Shasky, the explosiveness and everything, I don't know how you manage this injury. I just don't know how you do it.
Yeah, we'll have doctors that know more and physical therapists that know more and maybe other high-level athletes who have had to deal with this. I don't know. I don't know how this works. Because I've seen cases where they do rest people and then they come back and they're feeling 100% fine and then it does go. And sometimes things just go because they go. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but I do think that I watched Jalen Phillips, who played for the Miami Dolphins, who tore his Achilles last year. He looked pretty good this weekend.
Yeah, at MetLife. He tore that Achilles on the turf at MetLife.
You know, so
that was a Black Friday game.
It's definitely a horrible injury to have, but I don't think it's career altering to the degree that it once was. I still think it's really devastating.
For this year, I'm not even thinking career-wise, but Shasky, for this year, that Achilles, I grant you this. I know you're the warrior of the show, but this is an injury I'm worried about.
How could you
Achilles,
not be?
Calf, with the way he cuts, the way he moves, and he didn't even play. J.P. Mason kind of gave it away, said, no, I thought I was playing Friday. I thought I was going to start on Friday.
Well, I mean, look, there's the whole rules of, you know, announcing and stuff. I feel bad for Jordan Mason that a guy who's not used to being in the spotlight is getting thrown in the spotlight. We're parsing up his words and we're trying to, you know, crush the young man. Can the guy have a moment? I mean, can we all just take a deep breath? Like, can the guy have a moment for just a second?
I know
there's rules and there's game. And I do. I acknowledge all that. But for crying out loud, like, the young man is clearly not that confident in front of cameras. Yeah. And he just had the greatest moment of his life as an athlete.
You know what, though? Don't put that on the media. The media was just doing their job. They heard Jordan Mason tell Lucy.
I'm being a little more empathetic to the guy.
No, I think they are. I don't know who's crushing them. But Jordan Mason, he told Lisa Saunders after the game, look, I found out on Friday I was playing.
Well, he said, I don't know first. He's like, yeah, I don't know. And he was like thinking about it. And it was the way that he said it.
Yeah. And so the media did its job by asking Shanahan. J.P. Mason said he knew Friday he was playing. And Shanahan goes, I didn't tell him that. Maybe Bobby Turner told him that, the running back coach. Maybe told him, but I know I didn't tell him that. But hey, it's good that he's ready or whatever. So the media asked, just kind of, hey, Shanahan said this, and it's like, all right, whatever, and that's that. It was a little awkward, but I don't think anybody's going to crush the young man who ran for that many yards last night in his day as a starter for the first time in his career.
Well, it's not sustainable for him to run for 150 every single week. That's just not going to happen. And then you need a change of pace guy to go along with him. I don't know how you handle this CMC thing, B. I think they're in uncharted territory. Yeah. If you told me they sat him for 5 weeks and then he came back and then he got hurt, I would not be surprised, and I don't think that's anyone's fault. Sometimes these things, like to your point about earlier, like sometimes these things are hanging back. Richard Sherman's a guy I think about a lot because Richard Sherman was dealing with that for a long time. He thought he was past it, and then he went back out there and played really high-level football for a couple weeks, and then boom, it just snapped.
I mean, Dre Greenlaw had the Achilles tendonitis. Couldn't even practice. And by running onto the field, boom, it just pops. Just goes. Just never know when it goes. So Christian McCaffrey could be gone for a while. Let's go to Tony in the city. Been on hold for a while.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.